Thank you, Master of Ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like to live a happy life? Yes? Yes. One of the very important factors making life happy or unhappy is communication. When you are in communication, things go really smoothly. And when you are out of communication, things get stuck. You'll have a very difficult time doing anything when you are out of communication. Now, let's look at in communication and out of communication more closely. Let's take some examples. Let's take an example of greeting. If you greet someone and that person greets you back, then you feel good, don't you? And that person feels also good. However, when you greet someone and that person does not greet you back, how do you feel? You feel neglected? Or you may feel worried about that person. So, that's the difference we create. Another example is at the restaurant. There is my favorite Thai restaurant in Chofu City. Small restaurant, maybe 10, 20 people can. That's all. And when I go there, they greet us really warmly. And I feel warmth in there. The food tastes good. Their Japanese is not fluent, but it's okay. I feel welcomed and treated nicely. That's the feeling I get. And I feel going back again sometime when there is a chance. And there is another Thai restaurant in Yokohama. Join us, Yokohama. And actually, I went there a couple days ago. This was a small place, about the same size, a little bit less, 10, 15 seats. But people there are like business-like. They greet us, but kind of coldness. The food was getting worse. It was just hot and didn't taste good. And I felt I don't want to come back here again, although I've been there 3-4 times. So if you are in communication, you feel like coming back. If you are out of communication, don't want to come back. Now, another example is in the bus. I take the bus quite often now. One type of bus driver is in communication. He greets us, each one of us, and he drives carefully. And we enjoy the bus ride, feel safe, and want to be with this bus driver again. However, there is a bus driver who is out of communication. He does not greet us. And he drives really rough, like a truck. And he doesn't seem to care how people are feeling inside. And I don't want to ride when he is the bus driver. So we just saw three examples. How we feel is quite different. When we are in communication, We feel warm and safe and happy. But when we feel out of communication, we feel cold and unsafe and unhappy. Now, we have a choice. There are many layers of choices. The first layer is be aware of what choice that we are making. Are we making consciously in communication? What are we consciously making out of communication choice? If we are not aware of our conscious choice, then we are automatically making our choice, which is out of communication. If we choose to be in conscious communication, in communication consciously, then there are three steps. First step is to be aware of our decision in communication. The second step is greet with others and pay attention to them. You will pay attention automatically if you greet them. And third step is to love and thank them no matter what. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let us pay attention to the choice we are making. And let us be in communication and let us live a happy day.